You have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 7. We'll be reading verses 24 through 27 in just a moment. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. In the year 1174, an Italian architect by the name of Bonanno Pisano began work on what would become by far his most famous project. It was a tower. It was a tower that would be 8 stories high, or 185 feet. But there was just one problem with the building of this tower. The builders quickly discovered that the soil on one side of the foundation was much softer than the soil on the other side, much softer than they had anticipated. The foundation was far too shallow to adequately hold a structure of that size. And sure enough, before long, as they began to build upward, the structure began to tilt. And it continued to tilt. And finally, the architect and the builders realized that there was nothing that could be done to make this tower straight again. It took 176 years to build the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And during that time, many things were tried to compensate for the tilt. Foundation was shored up, sturdied. The upper levels were even built at an angle in an attempt to make it straighten. But nothing worked. This tower has stood now for over 800 years. It leans about 18 feet from where the foundation was set. All of the experts say that one day it will fall. But so far it has not fallen, even though it was built incorrectly and it wasn't built on the right foundation. This structure is known by all of us. Some of you may have actually seen it if you have traveled through Italy. It is a popular item, but it was incorrectly built by man. You know, when I think about this particular story, I think about the story of Jesus that he told about two builders on one occasion. We find this story in Matthew chapter 7. I'd like for us to read it together, beginning with verse 24. Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." You know, when you think about this story and you think about these two houses that are being built, and one is built correctly on a solid foundation and the other is built incorrectly on a weak foundation. These houses represent our lives. Every day when we arise, we build on our life. Every day we add something to the structure that we ourselves become. And you know, as we build our life from day to day, we will eventually face unexpected changes. We will see things happen that we didn't see coming. And we have to make changes to compensate for these things that happen in our lives. We are building a life that will have to respond to many ups and downs. It is a part of life to live with change. You know, different people handle change in different ways. I myself am not a person of change. If something works, leave it alone and let it work. If something needs to be changed, then you need to change it and then move on. Some people demand change. They want change for change's sake. Even though nothing is wrong with the way something is, we need to do something different. We need to change it. And they live their life that way. And usually you find their lives is like riding on a roller coaster. It's up and down and it's moving constantly from side to side in every direction. So different people handle change differently. But the fact still is that as we go through our lives building ourselves, we will have to deal with change. We are building our lives upon a foundation, according to Jesus here in Matthew chapter 7. These two builders had two totally different foundations to build on. One of them was building on solid rock. You know, when I think about the solid rock, I think about Prudential Life Insurance. Because what did they build their business on? The Rock of Gibraltar, which is firm and sturdy. It has been there for thousands of years. It will be there for thousands of years. And then we have those who build their lives in the sand. We are building our lives on a foundation. You know, foundations must be true. They must be strong. They must be sturdy. I remember so well when Pat and I built the house that we lived in Alabama. The builder came and he laid the foundation. He poured the concrete. He laid the blocks. He was ready to go up with the wooden walls. And when he began to build the wooden walls, and he had about half of the framing done on this house, he realized that the foundation had been dug incorrectly. So I get a phone call, meet me at the building site. So I go out there. And sure enough, he has built the foundation to where the front porch, part of the front porch, is in what would become Mandy's bedroom. And then he said, "Can we not just leave it this way?" "No, we can't leave it this way." So he had to, what he did was add to the foundation to give us the room to finish our front porch. Mandy wound up with a 14-foot closet instead of the 10-foot closet she was supposed to get, which came out to be really good because she usually kept about 40 or 50 pairs of shoes. So we made it work, but they had to tear down all of the woodwork that they had done and restart the woodwork in building our house because the foundation was not correct. The foundation must be solid. And spiritually speaking, our foundation must be solid. Our foundation is a foundation is whatever is being taught, is the doctrine, is the philosophy which we subscribe to in life. And it may be a philosophy or a doctrine that has been adopted by other people, or it may be something that that we have developed ourselves. But when we're going to follow something, we're going to start at the foundation and build up, correct? We just need to understand that as children of God, our foundation, which has already been laid, by the way, by Jesus Christ, it must be true, and it is true. And we have to build upon that solid foundation. So we can't escape the fact that we are builders spiritually in our lives, and we must build correctly. So I guess the question is, when we build our lives spiritually, are we building as the wise man in Jesus' story here? Or are we building as the foolish man in Jesus' story? We are doing one of the two, and there is not a combination of each. We are doing one or the other. Another thing I want to bring out about the foundation and about our building. Sometimes storms will threaten our building. We know that's true with literal storms. We have to live. We live in an area where we see the tornadoes as they come through. We've had people here that have been affected by the tornadoes. We've had the hurricanes come through. When Michael, we all remember Michael when he came through. He damaged the church and the church of the house that we lived in, had to have work done on it as a result of it. We've had floods. Well, I can just say 94 flood. Most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have people here who was put out of their homes because of the 94 flood. So we understand that storms will affect our building physically, won't it? Because we live through all three of these things that I have just mentioned. They show up here from time to time. And they may take away everything that we own. They may take away even our loved ones. But you know, the greatest tragedy is if we don't respond to this in a correct way. We have to react when storms arise. And we can react incorrectly if we're not careful. You know, sometimes it will be devastating, these storms, and we have to react in the right way. This is also true with emotional storms, figurative storms, if you will, such as illnesses that may come upon us. A loss of a loved one, maybe a financial setback, something that will take away our health, it can take away our family, it can take away our possessions, even though it's nothing physical going on. We can still lose these things. Figurative storms can be just as tragic as the physical storm. And we have to know how to react to them. When we face our figurative storms, do we become emotionally devastated? Are we ready to just sit down and quit and not even try to solve issues that come upon us? Or do we stand strong and try to continue through the problems that we face each day of our lives? You see, storms are going to affect us. I know so well. Many years ago, my in-law's house was completely destroyed from a tornado. And we walked through those wet floors all night long trying to salvage things that were salvageable. And the other things just had to be taken to the dump. And it was a very emotional time for her mom and dad and for all of us, really. And it had to be handled correctly. Thankfully enough, it was. They were able to recuperate from their loss and continue. Many people can't do that, though. They just fall apart. And we have to be careful about how we deal with the storms that are going to affect us in our life. And every one of us have storms that are going to affect us. I want to talk about one final storm, and it is the final storm of life. The Hebrew writer tells us that there is a day that is coming that is going to affect each and every one of us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed for man once to die, and after this, the judgment. This, my friend, will be the truest test of what we have built with our spiritual lives. Paul echoes these thoughts in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. He says, this day is going to come for all, whether you like it or not, whether you admit it or not, it's going to happen. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. And when this judgment does come, the Lord will decide what kind of builder you and I have been. If we have built correctly, if we have built on the rock, as Jesus has spoken of, we will hear these words, come, you blessed of my Father. If we build incorrectly and build according to Jesus' words on the sand, we will hear these words, "Depart from me, you cursed." It depends on how we build as to what we hear at that final storm. Now, those of us who can hear, "Come, you blessed of my Father," it is not going to be a storm. It is going to be a wonderful occasion. But oh, if you have not built correctly, the final storm will be devastating. It is a storm that no one can escape. So we need to be sure that we are building our lives correctly so that when that final storm arrives, it really won't be a storm for us. Obeying Jesus is the key to withstanding the storms of life. And the answer comes to us from Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. "Not everyone that says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Now what Jesus is doing here, he is separating those who hear and those who act upon what they hear. When I think about this, I think about as a child growing up at home. And my father would say, "Son, I want you to go over here and do that and do this." And, you know, it usually the first time you hear that, it goes in this side and comes out this side and you don't react to it. Right? I guess we've all done that a time or two, haven't we? So he says it again. "Son, I want you to go over here, and I want you to do this, and I want you to take it over there, and I want you to do that." Well, again, he said it twice now, and I know that he said it, and I'm just trying my best not to have to do that. But that third time, he says this, "Boy, did you hear me?" Now, when he said that, I moved. I did what I heard. I had to become a doer. Being a hearer was not enough. Jesus is saying, you don't need to just hear what I'm telling you. You need to do what I'm telling you. James put it this way in James chapter 1, verse 22, beginning. He said, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does." My friends, we are not blessed by what we hear. We are blessed by what we do. And Jesus has made that distinction. He has separated the hearer from the doer. And James has done the very same thing here. There is a difference in hearing and not doing, and hearing and doing. Boy, did you hear me? That means you need to do. That was a lesson learned as a child that we need to have today in our lives. When God speaks, not only do we listen, we act. And in doing so, it allows us to withstand the storms. Because Jesus has told us everything that we need to do to withstand spiritual storms in our lives. And that is what we must do. You know, I don't have to tell you that the Christian life is tough. That there are a lot of difficulties that we go through because of who we are. But I also want to tell you that the Christian life is one that can withstand the storms. Whether it be literal or whether it be figurative, in everyday life, we can withstand the storms that come upon us. But we must live in such a way that we build as we're going through our lives on the right, from the right foundation, and build correctly, or we will not be able to finish our journey and build ourselves according to God. And then we must also live in such a way to be ready for that final storm that, like it or not, will come upon us. It all depends on what kind of foundation you are building your life on. Do you build your foundation on the rock of Jesus? Or do you build your foundation on the sand? If you are building on the rock, that's a wonderful thing. Please continue to build. Many people start that building, and they're building on the rock, and it's strong and it's sturdy. And then all of a sudden, they see something different that makes them build differently, and it moves them away from God. If that has happened to you as a child of God, please go back to the rock. Please build according to God's plan, because the blessings are many if you can finish your building on the rock of the Lord. And tonight, if you're not a Christian, you're on sand, your own sinking sand. And you need to find that rock. And that rock is here. It is Jesus Christ. And He will gladly let you build on it if you will. So please remember, you've got to have the foundation before you can build correctly. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.